Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know, a lot of Vikings fans, I'm sure, are out there saying, why did the Vikings win that game yesterday? And you know what? I can look, as long as J.J. McCarthy was playing, I kind of agree. I wouldn't agree with that. But I'll tell you what, Matthew Collar, this is my take on what has happened. I think that the defense and Brian Flores, they got together and they said, you know what, the offense ain't going to score. And now basically they shut out Washington. They really took out the Dallas. They held them down, although the offense helped a little bit in that game. And then they absolutely embarrassed Jackson Dart. And then yesterday was a destruction of a Lions offense that was epic. That was like the 1985 Bears playing yesterday. I mean, I think they just thought, the hell with it. We don't need a quarterback. We don't need passing yards. We got Will Reichert and we got us, and we can win the game ourselves. And that's exactly what they did. And more power to them.
Yeah, I think that if this Vikings defense had been healthy for the entire year, they might have made the playoffs despite Carson Wentz, despite, you know, J.J. McCarthy's struggles anyway, because, I mean, that right there is one of the best defensive performances I have ever seen. I mean, there were many in 2017 with Mike Zimmer, and over the years he had a lot of gems, but to have one like that where it is total destruction, the other team's offensive line is looking around at each other like they have no idea what is going on up front. And Jared Goff, you know, I was watching the game back this morning on the All-22 film, and I thought he actually made a lot of good decisions to take sacks, to not throw the ball, but they were not giving him any chance at all. And that really comes from Brian Flores and Harrison Smith. I mean, that's where this all starts, because Brian Flores and his scheme, which is sort of this moving target that teams cannot figure out, and then Harrison Smith is the orchestra conductor out there who is changing, you know, different looks and moving to different places and forcing the other team to really figure it all out on the fly. And then the other guy, too, who I thought was – well, two other players I thought were spectacular, but one that wasn't healthy early in the year was Andrew Van Ginkel.
Yes.
And one of the things, just to show you some of Brian Flores' cleverness, Andrew Van Ginkel's about 6'5" and has a wingspan that, I don't know, might be close to 7 feet tall. He was having Van Ginkel jump up into throwing lanes that he knew where they were going to go with the football based on their pass rush. Like, that's the level of detail. You could see it over and over again. Here's Van Ginkel jumping up and getting his hands in the air so Jared Goff couldn't throw those quick little hot routes and things like that behind some of the blitzes. I mean, they really are brilliant as a unit. But earlier this year, and by the way, Blake Cashman had 17 tackles in this game. Like, these are the guys who weren't playing earlier this year. You know, you didn't have Harrison Smith, you didn't have Van Ginkel, you didn't have Cashman. And if they did for the entire year, I think they could have survived even horrific quarterback play like they've received really for the entire season.
And I would say this, that the one guy that really has dissected Brian Flores' defense for the last couple of years has been Jared Goff. But what you just said there really brought it clear to me. Jared Goff, especially last year in the Week 17 game, they were blitzing him all the time, and he always knew right where he was going to go, and he went there over. In other words, he knew where to go when they were blitzing. So now it looks like what you're telling me is Brian Flores said, okay, we know where he's going to go, and now we'll just make sure we have Van Ginkle in that passing lane. And that's brilliant because he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. Goff wasn't. So that, and look, I would say this, Mark Craig did a story in today's paper about give KOC a little credit for saving that Addison run for the right way and getting the right look. And he called that play. And so the offense basically had what, one good play, the whole game, maybe two when they threw it at Jefferson at the corner, two good plays. But I'll say this defense, it's really criminal that if KOC has proven to be a quarterback whisperer with experienced quarterbacks, and then he goes into this year and he decides he could be the quarterback whisperer with inexperienced quarterbacks, and he was wrong. Okay, KOC was wrong about that. I'm not saying KOC should be fired or anything like that, but he was wrong about that. If they would have had a competent backup with this defense, they'd be in the playoffs and would be a threat. And I really, and I guess I'm somewhat concerned with Brian Flores in his position as far as his contract.
Yeah, I mean, the first part on Kevin O'Connell, I mean, if you think about, they didn't want to bring back Sam Darnold because he was too expensive, mm-hmm. but Will Fries, the right guard, had the worst game of anybody on the field yesterday, and he cost $17 million a year. Jonathan Allen, who I think has played okay this year, cost 21. And I know it's not exactly like that with the salary cap. They're a little lower than that for this year. But, I mean, that's almost $41 million. Mm-hmm. And if Sam Darnold was here, this team's got 11 or 12 wins with this defense. And there probably would have been some frustrating moments early on, and there would have been some boos for Sam Darnold. But then once the defense got healthy, this team would have went on a run and would have been one of the most dangerous teams going into the playoffs, considering what they were just able to do against Detroit. We would have been talking about, hey, man, this defense in the postseason, and also probably guys who have shut it down like Jonathan Greenard and Josh Metellus would have fought through their injuries and kept playing, and you would have been talking about this team being legitimately dangerous. I do think that what this recent run is proof that – like the roster that they built around the quarterback position is very, very good. But, you know, the KOC and quarterback whispering thing is really tricky because J.J. McCarthy has some serious fatal flaws that I don't know if anyone can just coach those up. And one of them is that he gets sacked a ton. He has one of the worst pressure to sack ratios. And the other one, of course, is the throwing technique and just the inconsistency that comes along with that. And I think that what you're talking about is believing that you could correct that, or believing that that would just pick up where it left off after 2024, after an injury that kept him out an entire year, and that they could just sort of work around it by, you know, giving him an expensive guard or bringing back Aaron Jones and getting Jordan Mason. That to me was hubris, the cost of being in the playoffs. And I mean, I think yesterday, as much as people want to celebrate that win, I think you should be angry after that win, because you wasted a defense with this much mm-hmm. talent because you believe that you could coach up guys who have never a guy who had never played before. And, you know, like I don't put any of this on him for yesterday with Max Brosmer. Like, that is what it is. That's an undrafted number three quarterback.
Exactly.
The guy in Kansas City, you know, the guy in Kansas City threw for 60 yards yesterday too. So that's what that usually looks like. But I mean, even with Daniel Jones, like even if Daniel Jones had been this team's quarterback, they are absolutely in the playoffs right now. And that should be extremely frustrating. But now it's, I think to me, yesterday's performance should ramp up the urgency to figure out what you're doing next year and really decide, do you believe J.J. McCarthy can be an above-average NFL quarterback next year? Because a lot of these players are coming back. Maybe not Harry, but almost everybody is coming back. And this defense, you know, there's going to be a lot to work with, whether it's Brian Flores or not.
And I'll tell you, you brought up a good point, too. You know, the Vikings really, especially at some pass defense, struggled earlier this year in some of the games. And if I remember correctly, Harry missed some games earlier in the year. And when, you know, yes. when he, and he, yeah, he's a step slow and all that. Okay. But, but he knows what he's doing, and he gets everybody else to know what they're doing when he's out there. And from what I've read, apparently he's like had two kind of tearful press conferences the last 2 weeks, and he's going to have one more against that Packers. But that is a sign that he's probably will retire. But anyway, I want to talk about Brian Flores, and I've said this at the start of the year, and I mean, this is highly unconventional, and I might be out of my mind when I say this, but Brian Flores, I do not want the Vikings to ever play against Brian Flores. I really don't. I mean, but I'm not saying that I think Brian Flores would be a good head coach. Okay. Yeah, not necessarily. And I don't really care. What I'm saying is I would like the Vikings to go to Brian Flores and say, how much we got to pay you to stay here? You know, we'll give you the $15 million that we paid KOC, and we'll give you a 3-year deal. And if after 3 years we don't get to the Super Bowl, you can go become a head coach. And maybe Brian Flores will say, I don't want to do that. I want to be a head coach. But it would seem to me they could do something to keep him here, maybe. What do you think about that idea? Crazy or nuts or what?
Well, I don't know. But I'll tell you, the levee's going to break at some point with one of these owners just saying, you know what? What's in the past is in the past.
Yeah.
And we're going to hire this guy anyway because we're desperate. And, you know, the thing about Flores is, and I can't remember a situation like this where a coordinator did not have a contract for next year, and it's going to be free agency, unrestricted free agency for Brian Flores, which is really wild. And look, if Brian Flores doesn't believe in the Vikings quarterback plan, he probably won't come back, because this is great to celebrate him in a win where your offense gives you 3 yards passing in total, and you get a lot of praise and everything, but that's not what you're looking for. You're looking to really win, right? And if you have to carry every single game defensively, I think even a defensive coordinator would acknowledge that that's pretty darn hard to do. And there's going to be a lot of teams that have bad defenses that are saying, when Brian Flores arrived, the Vikings had a pathetic joke of a defense in 2022, and then had three straight awesome seasons behind Flores. I mean, that's a turnaround that could be directly tied into him. Also, with the players that he brought in, like an Andrew Van Ginkle, who he was familiar with before. Here's the problem: the Wills do have a lot of money, and they spend a lot of money on the coaches and the general manager and the players and all that sort of stuff. I don't know if they have as much money as Jerry Jones has. And I also wonder about another team. If I don't know if there is someone willing to make him a head coach with the whole lawsuit thing, because that's the front door of your franchise. But another team might be able to make him the assistant head coach or something like that. They might be able to offer him a situation where, hey, if you go to Dallas, you've got Dak Prescott on the other side, a really good offense, and you get to rebuild in Dallas. And if you rebuild Dallas's defense and you win with them, you win the division next year with Dallas, you will be a head coach, because they'll be talking about it every single day on ESPN, not just after one Netflix game on Christmas Day. So I think it might be hard. It might really come down to, does he believe in that? Because I know he likes being here and has really, loved the players and stuff, but that might be a hard opportunity to turn down if Dallas comes calling.
Well, and the one thing, there's not a salary cap on coaches, right? So so when we're talking about the salary cap, right, every team's got the same pot of money to spend no matter how rich you are. Right. But the coaches, you can spend whatever you want on them, and it doesn't count. And so I've always been amazed that they would let this happen. I would have done this. And I said this at the start of the year, I'd sit him down. I'll sit down KOC. And I think KOC wants him here. I don't think KOC would be offended if you gave him more money. And really this year is on KOC. And look, we'll see what happens going forward, but it's on KOC this year, and so we'll see what happens. And I'll tell you what, the Packers now are in the playoffs, I guess, so the Vikings did about as much damage as they could do, but that game will probably be worth watching as well. Thanks again, Matthew. Appreciate your insight on the Vikings, and we'll talk again soon.
Yep, thanks, Corzo.
Thanks. See ya. Matthew Collar at Purple Insider. When we come back, Lindsey Brown, what is it? Are you right? We'll see. No, are you wrong?
No, that's not yet. That's at the bottom of the hour. We got gambling talk first.
Oh, gambling talk. I should have kept Matthew longer. We'll see. Talk to you later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T's and C's apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.